Chapter 4. Where's the Beat? Days full of wanting. Let them go by without worrying that they do. Stay where you are inside such a pure, hollow note. Rumi. Time, rhythm, and the beat. Time is the glue that binds music together, because music is the intentional propagation of sound over time. Within that unfolding of music over time, you'll often hear and feel a steady pulse, or the beat. You'll probably hear longer rhythms, like sustained notes, that encompass several beats, and you'll probably hear faster rhythms in between the beats, too. Beats are easiest to perceive because most of us can feel the beat without thinking much about it. The beat is what sets your toe tapping. It's what makes you want to move or to dance. The beat is a regular pulse, and like your heartbeat, it lasts throughout a piece of music, even if you can't hear it. In most written music, the beat is represented by the quarter note, one of the notes you're about to learn. Speaking of pulse, did you know that music with a fast beat makes your heart beat faster and speeds up your breathing? And music with a slow beat makes your heart and breathing slow down. Very effective if you're writing a movie score, especially if it's a horror flick. There are lots of other ways music is being used to affect the mind and body. Musical therapy is showing remarkable results with people of all ages, and you can major in music therapy at college. The notes. There are only three note lengths you have to know at first. You'll notice that half notes and quarter notes have two examples. Keep reading to find out why. From longest to shortest, the notes are whole note, 4 beats, half note, 2 beats, quarter note, 1 beat. Here's what they look like. And of course, you can find these images for Chapter 4 at basicmusictheory.audio. Note Anatomy 101. Let's dissect a note so you understand its parts. You'll need to know the parts so that later in the book, when I say, make sure the note head is in the space and flip the stem, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. No notes were harmed for this dissection. The note head. Just like with people, the head is the round part where almost everything is happening. It's the position of the note head that gives us the important information about a note. Notice how the shapes of the note heads are similar? Good. Some might have holes in the middle and some might be filled in, but they're all the same basic shape, kind of an oblong circle. Size doesn't matter. A whole note the size of your house and a whole note the size of a housefly each get the same number of beats in the same meter. We'll learn about meters later. The stem. Whole notes don't have stems. Half notes and quarter notes do have stems. The stem is the part that sticks up or down from the note head, like a stem. Stems go either up or down. Notes with the stem down go on the third line of the staff and above. Notes with the stem up go on the third line and below. Right now, this detail isn't too terribly important. We'll be using the one-line staff, mostly. If you use a one-line staff for two instruments, like bass drum and snare drum, one part's note heads will go up, the other part's note heads will go down. And you can see in the example the stems pointing both up and down for the half notes and the quarter notes. The whole note is like the brainiac of notes. It's all head, no stem. Put your stems up, put your stems down. As I mentioned, the stem can go either up or down. When a note is on the third line of the staff or below, the stems grow up from the right side of the note head. Putting the stem on the wrong side of the note head is one of the most common mistakes beginners make, so be sure your notes look like the following examples that you can see on this book's website. Here are some half notes and quarter notes on the staff. Notice the stem direction. Notes above the staff use ledger lines, which you'll learn about soon. If the notes are on the third line or above, the stems go down on the left side, as in these examples. Here's an easy way to remember which way the stems should go. Notes up high on the staff. So notes high in the staff, you use the word up. And the P is a quarter note, and a quarter note with the stem down. Of course, it could be a half note as well. Notes down low on the staff, you spell the word down, but for the D, you use a quarter note or a half note. And the D has the stem going up from the note head. Third line notes are conformists. For all third line notes, the stem will be up if it's with other notes whose stems are up. The stem will be down for a third line note if it's with other notes whose stems are down. And you can see an example of this at this book's website. On a one-line staff, the note stems can be either up or down, but they're nearly always shown in the up position, unless there are two parts, which I mentioned earlier. Chapter 4 Study Guide. Number 1. What is the beat in music? The answer, a steady pulse, and what makes your toe tap. Number 2. Name the notes you learned from shortest to longest. The shortest is the quarter, followed by the half, and then the whole note. Number 3. Which notes have stems? The answer is quarter and half notes. Number 4. How many beats does a whole note get? 4 beats. Number 5. How many beats does a half note get? 2 beats. How many beats does a quarter note get? Quarter note gets 1 beat. Practical use exercise. Number 1. Fill up the single and 5-line staves with quarter, half, and whole notes on different spaces and lines. Be sure to check the direction of the stem, up or down, when using the 5-line staff. Double check that you've got the stem on the correct side of the note head. This is the most common rookie mistake. And again, you can find printable staff paper at this book's website at basicmusictheory.audio.